Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. An update on EPA's CAFO reporting rules. Back on that in just a moment.
It's time for the Pollard Farms Performance Genetics 13th Annual Bull and Commercial Female Sale. It's coming up Saturday, February 25th at Waukomas, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at 12:30, selling 80 home-raised service-age Angus bulls, 140 commercial females, about 100 commercial spring calving first-time heifers, about 40 mature calves, half fall calvers, and half spring calvers. For more information, just call 580-758-1464, or for a complete catalog, go online at pollardfarms.com.
What does red mean? At Case IH, it means power, efficiency, versatility. The Case IH family of tractors and hay tools helps you get the job done. To get even more done, visit your local Case IH dealer today and enter for a chance to win a new 2012 Ram truck and a year's worth of fuel. Plus, get great deals on balers, windrowers, and Farmall, Maxim, and Puma tractors during our Field of Deals sales event. To learn more, visit your local Case IH dealer or caseihdeals.com.
Ashley Lyon of the National Cattlemen Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office with us once again today, talking with us about the latest on these CAFO reporting rules that have been proposed by the Environmental Protection Agency this last fall.
You're exactly right. In October, the EPA did propose this CAFO reporting rule under Section 308 of the Clean Water Act, and NCBA, along with livestock in general, submitted comments in January and really highlighted a couple of really significant concerns that we have with the rule. One of which is that they are beyond their authority, and that the EPA has gone beyond their Clean Water Act authority in requiring this information from all CAFOs across the country, instead of following what the Fifth Circuit said recently last March, that the EPA and the Clean Water Act only have authority over CAFOs that actually discharge, and it goes no further than that. So that is one concern, but probably the biggest concern for our owners and operators is the privacy issue, and that the information they're requesting and requiring of these owners and operators are like the latitude and longitude of the production area, number of acres available for manure application, number and type of head, those kinds of things that are very sensitive in nature. And having the production area alone in a electronic database on EPA's website that is searchable and easily searchable across the globe only increases our chance of environmental activist attacks here at home, terrorist attack from home and abroad, and that is something that other departments in the administration have recognized and brought up to EPA. We see them not relenting on their push to get information from all CAFOs, you know, across the country, but we hope that with our comments they further are enlightened about the real risk to our operations and our producers by requiring this laundry list of information and posting it on their website.
Is there an opportunity to maybe get a legislative fix to this?
That is an avenue. Of course, this year, with an election year, anything like we've talked about with the dust bill or with the pesticide permitting bill, it's tough in election year. So we are hoping, really working with the administration to just show them exactly what kind of risks that they are increasing. Homeland Security has weighed in on this issue, and we're hoping that that goes far with the agency in pulling back this rule.
A very worrisome proposal of EPA for animal agriculture. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Whether you're just thinking about including winter canola on your farm for the first time, or you've got several canola crops under your belt, Canola U will help you succeed. Canola U 2012 will include new topics and information, and it's coming up soon, Tuesday, February 28th at the Cherokee Strip Conference Center in Enid. Canola U is sponsored by High Plains Journal and DeKalb, and will feature the latest information on planting, growing, harvesting, and marketing winter canola. There's no charge to attend. For details, call 1-855-4-CANOLA or www.canolau.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.